Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot. I'm your host, Dr. Dictator. My co-host is Neil Falster. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Planet Dictator Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly do not want. Only at Planet Dictator. Good morning! Oh, Jesus. It's the V-Spot. I'm your host, Dr. Dictator. My co-host is Neil Falster.
Hello, I just hit this one.
V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Planet Dictator Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly do not want. Only at Planet Dictator. Okay, Neil, has the caller called in yet?
No, it has not.
Okay, Neil, well, we're going to finish our Saved by the Bell discussion right now. This week, I finally got around to doing a top 10. It's not exactly complete because I think I would probably take two of them out and put in things like Cut Day.
Oh, Cut Day.
Okay, Neil, do you want to do your top five right now or do you want me to do mine?
I don't remember if I think most of my top five is in the same one year except for one.
Which
I can't
one's
remember.
That?
I don't think we've got it on. I don't believe you listed the episode where they make the calendar.
No, I didn't list that one because it's a good episode, but it's not quite my top five.
And why is that?
I really don't know. I think it's some parts kind of rag. Oh, the calendar, yeah, because the second half of it's not any good.
It's not?
I don't care for it too much, because you're just modeling, then you have Zach being a jealous shit, but it doesn't really have that much. I do like in the non-syndicated version that the photographer is actually like a mentor to Zach.
What, teaching him just to be evil?
But,
the best way to get banned.
He's just like, look, kid, don't worry. From what I see, you two are going to make it just fine. Of course, mind you, Kelly probably slept with the photographer. You know, this
yeah,
guy attempts to find another father figure.
You know, I could be a freshman in college and she would slept with him.
What?
Could have been a freshman in college and she would have slept with him. Just as long as
yeah,
older than
well,
she
he's
is.
An older guy. Okay, but yeah, that's why. The first half of that was funny.
Oh, we finally got the caller.
Okay, go ahead and put him in.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Billy?
Yeah, hey guys, this is Billy Superstar.
All right, man. Hey, are you named after Billy Superstar Graham?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay, I guess you're not an old wrestler.
Oh, really? What kind of a wrestler?
He was kind of a Hulk Hogan prototype, 70s. He had long blonde hair. He was all roided out.
Was he very handsome?
Yeah, he was ruggedly handsome in a way. I mean, he's all
well
broken down now from steroids.
Oh, well, I guess then we have two things in common.
Yeah. Okay, now, Billy, you do the Full House Reviewed blog, right?
Yeah, I write fullhousereviewed.com. It was a WordPress site, and now it's been upgraded to a regular website.
Okay, I was going to ask you about something, if you don't mind me getting into this, because this week you told me the craziest thing on, like, Tuesday, that you said there was people sending death threats.
It wasn't a death threat, but this guy sent me I've been sort of real careful about remaining anonymous for a few reasons, but I got a really, really long, angry letter from someone, and I sort of blew it off, but then about a week later, he wrote me again, and he somehow figured out who I was and was writing as though he was sort of threatening. I'm not sure what he thought he could do by knowing who I was, but it was sort of this ominous, I don't know, I did have sort of a feeling like maybe he was going to show up at my house and kill me. So after a couple of days.
Okay,
my question is, is it because that he believes that Full House should be taken seriously, or that you do not joke about Full House? Like,
I think he likes the show. I mean, I get it. Like, it's a negative website, so I guess I get that if you like Full House, that I come off like a real dick. Like, I'm aware of that.
The thing is, okay, I can't imagine Dave Coulier himself, who you've slagged pretty hard, getting that angry.
I don't know. He might.
I just can't. It's just hard, so hard to imagine, because, you know, I can't imagine going to that type of trouble for somebody if they were talking about my dead mother.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dave Coulier could wipe his tears with $100 bills, so I'm sure he'd get over it. I don't know who this guy was. He's pretty upset, though.
Okay, you know, you're at the point now that I'm not reading his particular season. You're out. I genuinely hate.
I'm sorry, it was breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I keep breaking up. I can't figure out what's wrong. The season you're at now, season 5, these are episodes I genuinely hate.
Yeah.
It's like, the first few seasons, to me, they have this bland charm to them.
Yeah,
it's like
it was more kind of like rough around the edges early on, which, and it almost kind of felt like they were trying a little bit. And then I feel like once the show got big, they just said, fuck it. And they just really phoned in everything and sort of amped up the lack of quality, or anything that was shticky and easy that seemed to be working. They seemed to just really ram it down everyone's throats.
But it's just they're going through the motions, like, okay, Dave Coulier, you do a goofy voice, you know, you say Olsen, one of the Olsens, you say something cute, let's move on. Let's move it, move it. We got like 20 more episodes to do.
Well, I think that what happened was, it was a combination of that and also the fact the kids weren't cute anymore.
Yeah.
And
well,
you noticed
I don't
it
know.
More.
Yeah, well, and I don't know. I mean, I think I mentioned it, I think in the 3rd season, it becomes smug. Like,
yeah.
It seemed like it was trying to win you over for a while, and then they sort of decided they had succeeded, and then it became an arrogant show.
I remember there was a joke on an episode of Married with Children, the one when they Kelly made a song based on her life. And one of the writers says, I'm not going to do what this bimbo tells me to do. And the producer tells him, would you like to go back to Full House? And he's like, I'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, the show is like a parody of itself, you know?
Yeah, so, but, okay, you said you wanted to do it as a Family Matters blog.
Initially, that was my first thought. Well, my first thought was that I wanted to read a review site about Family Matters, and then I found out it didn't exist, so I decided maybe I would make it. And then, I guess maybe because it switched networks, there was never a proper Family Matters DVD release. But actually, there's been a few other review sites that have started, and someone just started Family Matters Review maybe 2 weeks ago.
Well, a lot of the episodes are on YouTube now, and before that, they were on the poor dead or mega video. Do you remember the episode when Urkel told Laura to fuck off?
He told her to fuck off? Like, those are his words?
Not no,
exact
well,
words.
Well, remember,
not the
this
exact
is like TVPG.
Yeah,
that's
but
like
I mean, in
equivalent.
Family Matters language, he told her to just go fuck herself.
I remember when they got together at the end of the series.
Yeah, this episode, Laura overslept at Mr. Cheerleading tryout, so Urkel agrees to give her ride. She's being very pushy to Urkel and, like, just treating him like shit when he's trying to help.
Oh, is that when they slept in the bed together?
Yeah, and she tells him to go get in the bathtub.
And this is after, how much money have you spent? Like,
he
paid for the hotel?
Probably about $600 at this point.
And when he says no, and he says a big no, like, no! It's like lightning strikes.
Well, that was when Urkel became a man.
Yeah, that arm was going to when Urkel... At that point, I believe that's when Laura was to bone Urkel no matter what. Also, when she saw he was naked and realized he had a big dong in that one episode.
Well, when he had that washboard, you know, like, Urkel was pretty cut.
Well, it was like Beavis said. Butthead told him he couldn't beat up anybody on TV but Urkel, and Beavis said, I don't know, Butthead, Urkel's pretty big. He's like 6'6".
Yeah, he's got some reach.
Do you think he gets stronger when he's in the Stefan or Kel mode?
No.
I think probably, yeah. But, you know, he was strongest when he was in his Bruce Lee transformation. He kicked the shit out of, like, a whole biker bar.
Oh, could Urkel
he also, didn't beat up whole gangs in a park.
One of whom was the Green Ranger.
I don't know. It was basically whatever they needed to do that episode, Urkel could do it.
And some people give Family Matters shit because they'll say, oh, it was just some weird science show. To me, either watch that or see another bland Cosby show clone.
It's like, if it's just going to be that, you might as well just watch Step by Step 30 minutes later.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something really, really kind of appealing about Family Matters. I don't know. Like, if I had done Family Matters, it definitely would not have been as hateful a blog. Like, I know that it's a bad show. Like, Saved by the Bell is a bad show. But I don't know. There's something, like, Urkel accesses some part of my brain that is joyful, you know?
To me, the
blog would be more laughing with it than at it, right?
Well, you still laugh at it, but it's like you don't want to, like, stab everyone in the face on Family Matters.
No, I wouldn't necessarily call them bad, but I think, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily put them in I wouldn't be comfortable putting in a category like Simpsons or something, but they're good for what they are.
Well, I mean, it's not even good. It's like, it's so bad it's good, Family Matters, whereas Full House is just a piece of shit.
Well, it doesn't have any heart.
Yeah, well, and it's like, I get why Family Matters was popular, but Full House, I'm just totally fucking mystified why that show didn't get canceled immediately.
The first two seasons, I always had a feeling that they're like, you know, they're not good, but they necessarily weren't bad, so it's one of these things, you know, people are on Friday night, they're just watching TV vegging out.
Yeah. Yeah,
they figured it's something
Urkel,
that most, they can have, oh, my kid can watch that, it's fine, nothing happens.
Sure, yeah, although that's one of the great ironies of these Miller Boyette shows to me, is they're family-friendly, but I feel like they're putting, like, the worst ideas in children's heads, like, don't do drugs and don't have a gun and stuff are great lessons, but it's like, maybe you shouldn't just walk into someone's room and start shouting, or, like, maybe when you're in class, you should shut the fuck up and let the other children learn. Like, those are also valuable lessons that were never, ever expressed on that show.
Okay. You know, we were talking about, we're going to do our top five Saved by the Bell episodes.
Yeah.
I did a blog post about it last night, and me and Neil were having a debate about some because we're still going back and forth on what would be the top five. My absolute number one is Student Teacher Day.
Oh, yeah?
The one when Zach and Krenna does for the sake of the lunch box.
That's when Zach's the principal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Building only Zach principal to be a dick to it. He said, Zach, what's your essay? And he's like, what? No, go ahead and work for everybody. And he goes, why be a teacher when you can be the principal? It's the easiest job in the world, ask Building.
Right. I remember that. I like the way that he reads it on the stage, too. You're all, choppy again. I'm sorry.
No, that's my fault. My microphone's fucked up or something. I'm talking through the laptop, but I'm keeping it on my knee.
I gotcha. Yeah, you gotta get on your knees, man. Put your mouth real close to it.
Yeah, Well, I'm keeping the laptop. It's in my lap, so if I shift around, that's what's causing breaking up.
I gotcha. One thing I noticed watching a bunch of Saved by the Bell again more recently is that Mr. Belding has very hairy hands.
He's a dude.
It's disturbing.
One of the interesting things I found from the, because you know, I read the Venn Diamond book a couple of years ago, I believe I'm the person that read it for New Class.
Yeah, I read that book.
So the interesting thing about it is it takes about 50 pages to get him to lower down because he's so scared of people thinking he's a Screech. But when he let his guard down, he talked about how he was always afraid for his job. Like when they bring on Ollie or Alan the Fat Nerd, he was like really scared they were trying to replace him.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been bad if they had. I think my favorite thing about that book is that sometimes whole paragraphs would just repeat.
It felt like a dude just gambling.
Yeah, well, it's also, though, like, the book clearly had no editor. Like, there's actually, like, technical errors in the book. Like, and then there's, like, all these blank pages in the back. Like, I think that book was printed at Kinko's or something.
It looked like one of those publishing deals, like, on Amazon.
Yeah, it was like a Lulu.com book or something.
I don't even know if he made money. And in a way, you know, kind of bad because he can't let go of the past.
Well, he would if he could get a job.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, at some point, you know, everybody else is getting blow up. And he's kind of stuck where he just can't let it go.
Well, it's like if you worked at 7-Eleven for your whole childhood and then you could never get another job, you would have still a lot to say about working at 7-Eleven, you know?
One of the things he was saying in the book was that when he would talk about Mark Paul Gosselaar, you got a feeling that they were actually close at one time. I mean, I
don't
like what he said. Huh?
He had, like, the least hostility towards him.
Yeah, and he would just, like, he was really jealous of him. Like, I think he was the fact that he didn't get enough credit for the show.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who knows what's wrong with that guy?
And I think that's also one of those things. One of those shows, he's so fucked up with anything, so he acts out in other ways to get attention.
Well, the thing about him, too, is that he's not very talented. Like, I think that is maybe a larger part of his problem than he might want to recognize. I like when he talked a lot about how hard he campaigned to get the role of Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movie.
It's still, you know, it's one of the things about it is he's bullshitting in some parts, but he believes enough that it's kind of hard to tell the parts when he's bullshitting to when he was actually telling the truth. I do think he was telling the truth about Lopez.
About his man boobs?
No, I mean kind of a creep.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. Yeah, I liked, that was actually my favorite sort of observation when he said he would have to do these recording promo sessions with Mario Lopez, and he was constantly interrupting him and making it about himself. Like, you could sort of empathize with him in that moment that it was pretty annoying to have to deal with that.
Yeah, and also
but
the
no,
fact
there's
he was,
like a thing. There's a thing early on. He like totally loses the audience right away because he's like talking about his plight as being Screech and how everyone was kind of a dick to him, but then he's like, oh yeah, this extra came on set and got in cahoots with the actors and they're all ragging on me, and you're like, oh, that's too bad. And then he's like, and then I pissed in her wallet, and you're like, well, you're a prick then, Screech. Like, he like gets your sympathy and then he loses it. Like, he, no, it's like he is the asshole is the thing. Like, you have no empathy for Screech.
He
kind of
ends up the way Screech would end up in real life.
Yeah, except he can't, like, build a sentient robot or anything.
Well, I watched the episode The Bayside Triangle, which, in the book, Dustin Diamond had a lot to say about that episode.
Tell me about
the one where he kissed Lisa, and it's like, that really bothered him. More so, it was the only thing he let the veil between him and Screech drop completely. And
yeah.
I was watching that episode the other night, and I was like this. I was thinking, this shit's getting way too real at Bayside.
Right. Yeah. We'll keep true to life. The thing about that episode too is that it's pretty like a big change on the show, and then they never mentioned it ever again.
Now, was AC Slater a big part of that episode?
Do what now?
Was AC Slater a big part of that episode?
No.
I kind of had this running thing about how AC Slater acts.
AC Slater was no help. In fact, Slater abandoned Zach the second things got hairy. Like I said, this AC cuts out when it gets too wet.
That's my joke. I'll kill you. Fair weather AC fan.
But yeah, you know, in real life, I think that Screech would have probably ended up shooting Zach himself.
Yeah, that would have been okay.
I think, if you look at it, the episode, what probably happened, why it never continued, was that Zach can't function without Screech. They have a very codependent relationship. They need Screech around as a security blanket.
Yeah, and they're always sort of referencing these incidents that you don't see where their scheme always ends with Screech in his underwear somewhere.
He said one time Zach tied his head to a roller coaster track when he was 12.
Like, why not, you know? Sure. I believe it.
It's funny thing shows where sometimes, you know, and one of the things he said was about how the writers were things to amuse them. Like, on New Class, they would have been slug. He put them in all more situations, and Dick Haskins finally said, no, Mr. and Screech, you're not going to fucking hug. And one of the things that they seemed to put in the show was that he had issues.
He has what?
He has severity issues.
Yeah.
Like, he talks to Chief Older Lady for an older man. You know, they had college years. I feel like on college years, the whole heavily Professor Ski thing was like a Hail Mary.
Oh, it's like Kelly and Professor Lasky.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly is sort of like Winnie Cooper. Like, remember how Winnie Cooper, it was just an endless cycle where they'd get together, and then Winnie Cooper would just cheat on him.
Yeah, she would cheat on him. It's like you'd be wondering, Kevin has so many fine pieces of teenage ass.
I know, Kevin got a lot of action, man. But it's like I think it happened 4 times in the series where they'd get together and then they'd be together and then she'd be, you know, up on some other guy. That was like the series finale. It happened and it was kind of an anticlimax.
In one episode, Kevin's brother was dating Carla Cugino. I can't pronounce her name. Anyway, you know, and she starts dating Kevin, you know, and Kevin stays with his brother when she dumps him, and I'm like, you know, Kevin, I can guarantee you Wayne would not do the same thing for you.
Yeah, but, you know, that was sort of the point, maybe. But Wayne had his moments, like when he was driving all crazy, and then he felt bad and asked Kevin if he was okay. That was touching.
Neil's brother, my co-host, his brother is like exactly like Wayne Arnold.
Yeah, I think Wayne is like everyone's brother.
At least the Nazi brother. Actually, do you care about the whole suggestion about how it is with, like, Winnie Cooper and Kevin? See, Kevin's at least much more of a nice guy. He's not trying to swindle money out of people with grand zany schemes.
Well, one thing about Kevin,
powers.
If you watch that show, it's really distracting because he's just like this weird stammering guy. That's like his whole character. Like, beyond that. And then it's also interesting, too, as it gets later, like when he's in high school, that his friends are like these freakish nerds. There's like the twitchy guy, and there's Paul, and there's the sort of fat nerd. And you're like, why is Kevin hanging out with this nerd crew? But then you realize that, oh yeah, Kevin's like this weird stammering guy, and every time he says something, he stares off for several minutes.
And you know, also he's like the big man in that crew.
Yeah, and he's like the alpha male.
Yeah, it's like, you know, big fish, little pond.
Yeah, totally. He could always tell Paul what to do and beat him at basketball.
Yeah, so you know, Going back to Saved by the Bell, you know, when Kelly started dating Becky, because I got the DVD set for this about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in hindsight now, I realize the show was dying in the ratings, so they did that storyline as a stunt.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they brought Kelly on as a stunt initially anyway.
Yeah. I think pilot season went very bad for her because in the pilot she wasn't there, but in the first episode she turns up.
Mm-hmm. Which would happen at a regular college, right, of course.
Yeah, and it, that's the kind of thing with Elizabeth Berkley in the third and fourth last season is, you know how somebody looks when they're waiting for a job, when they're on the last week of a job?
Mm-hmm.
That's just how she was. I was watching the Rockumentary episode, which is like, I want to do a dream analysis of that. It's like, hey, Zach, how come Jesse wasn't there? Because of fantasy?
we didn't need Mrs. Bringdown following us. I don't know, guys.
Yes, well, it's amazing how well the show functioned without Kelly or Jesse.
Well, it's funny. You know, yeah, I never realized, too, that I always thought the Tori episodes were made after. I always thought of it as, like, a tacked-on final season. I didn't realize till much later in life that was all supposed to be one season, that whole last thing with the Kelly and Jesse episodes and Tori episodes.
I remember when I was watching them, the NBC post had Kelly, Jesse, and Tori together.
What did?
The promos.
Oh, the promos? But, like, you could see them all in a scene together?
Yeah, they were together. They brought them back to do promos for the last season.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, on the DVD cover, it's very clearly that they're all photoshopped together, but...
I felt real bad about it because when I said I described Tori time as a man-hating lesbian,
mm-hmm.
and then I felt bad when I found out Leanna Creel actually was a lesbian.
Well, like,
or is.
Like all like no homophobia or anything, but she's clearly a lesbian. Like, I don't think she's a man-hater. Like, she seems to get along with them. She's very tolerant of Screech, but she's definitely a lesbian. Like, just. You know, truth.
It's like she had no sexual chemistry with Zach.
No. I mean, not at all.
Like Elizabeth Berkley, man, it's like in hindsight, watching this with Showgirls, it's not surprising because, man, she gives off the vibe that she slept with everyone.
Yeah, totally. You know, I watched Showgirls recently, and it's totally a great bad movie, but I think it was the first time in my life I got tired of looking at boobs.
Well, there was this episode of Happy Days one time when Posse Weber found these naked pictures, and he was looking at it like, man, can you picture a sweater on that? That's what I think if I have too many boobs.
So, in terms of, I think we're probably going to run out of time before anyone can do their favorite episode list, but I just wanted to say that I don't think anyone in the world's list would include any Malibu Sands beach episodes.
Oh, God, there was more.
Oh, no.
I was about to ask, like, is there anything we could say about that other than the fact, like, oh, God, it's one of these episodes.
Volleyball episode introduced Big Pete as the main character, or at least the speaking character with the name.
Yeah.
On the fact they had that ATV race that was like the saddest race you ever see. Only got like two laps around like a tiny circle.
Well, and then Happy Wrong Number by the beach. That was a fine moment.
All right.
But yeah. Oh, just, you know, whenever your Saved by the Bell comes on TV, you get that sort of moment of joy. You sit to watch it, and then whenever you see the tracking shot of the beach, you're always like, damn.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit. All right, man. Well, it was good having you on the show today. Thank you for coming in.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Let me know when you post it.
Yeah, it ought to be up. It ought to be done processing in about 10 minutes.
Awesome. Have a good time, fellas.
That's our key. We don't have enough time to even finish the whole sting. Bye.
All right, man. We will catch you next week.